All right, let's switch gears here and talk about yesterday's morning brief. Javier David filling in my absence and writing about Bitcoin and sort of where cryptocurrency fits into the overall picture for most businesses. And I think, you know, it's got me thinking, and I'm kind of feeling like tomorrow's morning brief should be about crypto as well. But, you know, guys, I think Javier's point here is, you know, we are now at the point where we should have, I mean, I almost feel like it's insulting to cryptocurrency to say that it's not a fad, but indeed we had, you know, folks coming on our air yesterday and saying that it is not a fad. And, you know, Julie, I guess as we move through this cycle, sure, there's the Pet Rock NFT thing going on. It's kind of in the background of all this. It has some ICO 2017 flavor, but I don't think anybody really believes that there's a future for financial markets 5 years from now, at least. And I don't know how much we want to, you know, think about beyond that, where you're not sitting down as a portfolio manager and asking yourself why or why not am I allocated, you know, to cryptocurrency. You either are figuring out a way to get it in there, or you're fending off questions, you know, from your clients and from your own investment committee on why there isn't a slice of the portfolio allocated to this, given the ease with which you can now allocate to it and the adoption that we continue to see from major corporates on, you know, finding new ways to get cryptocurrency to be a part, you know, of their business plan.
Yeah, I think it's clear to say here that we've reached the tipping point in terms of investment in crypto. The next question is, which is something that Javier also examines in the brief, is how far is that going to go, right? He talks about the idea of maximalism, and then, you know, every company, our friend of the show, Melton Demirs of CoinShares, talking about there's a place for cryptocurrency in every company. And obviously we're not there yet, and I don't know when, if ever, we are going to be there. So as crypto people are going to crypto, we know this, right? Like they, the people who are in that world, see limitless potential for it. I don't know if that's the reality. I don't have much power as a prognosticator of these things. But it is clear that yes, while we are well past the fad stage, we are very far from the world domination phase as well. So we're sort of treading in the middle of that right now. And if you're an investor, I guess that's a good place to be in between fad and world domination. I guess it depends on if the trajectory is towards world domination pretty consistently.
Yeah, as Jared Flicker is joking in our Slack channel, a blockchain in every pot. Of course, famous play on the, was that FDR, right? Chicken in every pot. Something along those lines.
So, yeah, I think so.
You go. Building back the cryptocurrency. I mean, I think, to your point, Julie, like there's a huge distance between completely viable and verifiable as a part of a credible mainstream investment strategy and world domination. And where we're at on that spectrum is sort of where, you know, all the infighting happens. But I think to sit here in August of 2021, and if you wanted to be the person who says, you know, it's all a scam and all that, I that's an increasingly tenuous position, I think, to hold as we see more adoption and sort of verification, you know, of where the space is. All right, a chicken for every pot. 1928.
It was something to do with it was Hoover, apparently.
Ad
for Hoover,
so
was, something like that.
Well, if it's 1928, it was like, that's not a great. I don't like that. Then that's Hoover getting ahead of the Depression, which of course hit in 1929. So
Brian Chung wasn't even born.
Yeah, Brian Chung wasn't even alive in 1928. That's how long ago that was.
So that means it didn't happen.
All right, we'll work on fine tuning our marketing here. I don't think we want Hoover pre-Depression to be the real kind of links here for crypto. We're gonna figure something out.